essentially what happens when someone takes psychedelics is their consciousness, their perspective is enlarged. It goes outside of the boundary that they normally consider to be themselves.
I'll talk about ayahuasca and laying down after a great ceremony for 45 minutes of preparation and drumming with the shaman, and all eight of us laying down in our feather beds, and 45 minutes, nothing happening, and then suddenly I discovered I had to brace myself and took off, just flying through the multicolored universe, these huge exploding fans of light and color just bursting all around me. And looking over, I was cruising along through the cosmos with some of the other people in the room. We were shaped like different animals and really smiling, and it was very calming to know that I was cruising along with them. And soon after the initial burst, I don't know if it was a half hour or 10 minutes, I started having a series of visions. Different characters would join me, and the best part of all was I looked over, I was on top of a green grassy knoll, and there I was sitting next to myself, and I just reached out and held my own hand, and I knew that everything was going to be safe, even though my heart was beating so much. And at one point, just making love with Gaia, this beautiful, dripping Gaian orifice of love, and just continually meeting different entities until finally seven pixies were top of the roof, looking down at me, smiling. I knew everything was really fine. He carried me through the rest of my journey. So,
okay, so I'm, I think it's about 1985, and I'm with a buddy of mine who ended up going to the Gulf War as a Marine after this. But we're on Hay Street, and we're looking to score some buds and doses, and we did. There was some really cool hippie, bless his heart. He gave us some really nice stuff. It was all cool and everything. We got some little grass and little asses. And, you know, we cruised into the, we dosed the acid, and I guess about 30 minutes later we cruised into the park, and we were on the Haight-Ashbury side of the park, so it took about 15 minutes to get to the Japanese tea gardens. And around the Japanese tea gardens there are these moss-covered pools. And it was a summer, sort of an overcast summertime day. And I noticed that one of the pools wasn't a pool at all. It was made of green concrete. And there was a whole crowd of people standing around this big, large area of green concrete. There was these rocks surrounding the green concrete. And I thought, you know, I feel great. It would be really cool if I just ran on one of those rocks and jumped off and leapt into the air and landed on the concrete. So I ran up, jumped off, and I leapt into the air, and it was going in slow motion. The sun was shining. I was flying through the air. And I came down, and my foot touched the green concrete, and it broke open, and it wasn't green concrete at all, but it was moss and water. And I retracted and recoiled, but I couldn't stop gravity, and I splashed into the middle of the water. And I came up coughing and spitting, and all these Japanese tourists were looking at me, and I had moss hanging off of me like Sigmund the Sea Monster. And my friends laughing at me, going, "Oh my God, why did you do that?" So then I had to get out of the moss in the middle of the water and, you know, catch the bus and the bus home, you know, and the tripping soaked with mossy water from Golden Gate Park. I got home, and my aunt Ricky, who it turns out was an old acid head herself, but she looked at me and I just said, "Oh, hi, Ricky. I fell down," and she goes, "Yeah, uh-huh."